Tosafos. Okay, now I just want to go to Chumash. Okay, first let me just share with you a very good pshat on Parshas Behar, and then I'll tell you over something on Duchu Kosai. Now, the right in the beginning it says ki sevoyo lo oretz asher ani noisen lechem b'shofso oretz Shabbos Lashem, the mitzvah of Shemitah. So Rashi right away says Shabbos Lashem l'shem Hashem k'shem shenema b'Shabbos Bereishis. Just like by Shabbos Bereishis, it means the Shemitah should be like Shabbos Bereishis, like the Shabbos that we have. That's what it's a Teras Koyanim. So many Meforshim want to know, what does Rashi want? What does the Teras Koyanim want with this? That the Shabbos Lashem is K'may Shenema b'Shabbos Bereishis. So the Meshech Chochma has the most beautiful pshat on this. Rashi is saying, he's telling you a very important din. But the Parsha in the house speaks about Shemitah and Yovel. And for many halachas, Shemitah and Yovel are the same. Let's say by Avodas Karka, all these halachas apply equally to Shemitah and Yovel. Are they achilukim too, obviously? So the Meshech Chochma basically says that the chilik is Shvius is equal to Kedushas Shabbos, and Yovel is equal to Kedushas Yontif. In what sense? So you know, the main chilek between Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yom Tov. Anybody know what's the main chilek? Besides, in one is there's Chiyuv Nisan, one is only Malkus, but in the Kedusha itself, what is it? No, not that. That's not the main chilek. The main chilek is in the Kedusha is you say it in davening. By all Yom Tov, what do you say? Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, right? You don't say this by Shabbos. And the Gemara in many places, in Sochrim, in Bey, and other places says that Kedusha Shabbos comes by itself. Even if you don't make Kiddush. The Kedusha Shabbos is that the Rebbeinu Shem created Shabbos, and he said on Shabbos you have to rest. And that's automatic. However, Kedushas Yontif depends on Bezdin. If Bezdin is Mekadesh the Chodesh, so Yom Tov falls out, that's Pshat Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman, and that Am Yisrael, the Bezdin, is Mekadesh Vazman. If the Bezdin is not Mekadesh Vazman, like by Rosh Chodesh, if Bezman Haria, if Bezdin was not Mekadesh Chodesh, it wasn't Chal. So the main chilek, he says, is that's also the chilek between Shemitah and Yovel. Shemitah, the Meshech Chochma says, the Gemara calls it Achkeusa de Malka, which means the Melech himself, the Ribbono Shel Olam, made it Hefker. He was Achkia ownership. So the Gemara says that in this lashon Achkeusa de Malka. It means Shemitah is automatic. It means even if Bezdin is not Nekadosh Shemitah, Shemitah is Chal by itself, just like Shabbos. However, Yovel depends on Bezdin, because by it says often in today's Sedra, by Yovel it says in Pasuk, let me read you the Pasuk, the Sepharta Lecho, V'chidashtem Eish Nasa Chamishim, Pasuk Yud, Shonu Ukhosem Droyer Bo'oras Chol Yishver. So the Pasuk says often, you must be Mekadesh Nasa Chamishim, and the Gemara says how it works. The Gemara says that by Yovel, Bezdin had to count, just like we count Svira, they used to count the Shemitahs. After seven Shemitahs comes Yovel. And Bezdin had to count, this is the first Shemitah, this is the second Shemitah, until after the seven Shemitah, Bezdin was Mekadesh Yovel. So, B'meil, in that respect, Yovel is equal to Kedushas Yontif, that it's totally in Bezdin. And not only this, the Gemara says often, in order for Kedushas Yovel to be Chal, you must meet all the requirements of, like, you have to blow shofar, and you have to give the, you have to return all the land, and you must free all the avodim, they should go back to their home. And the Gemara says, unless you carry out all these halachas, Kedushas Yovel is not Chal. But by Shemitah, even Am Yisrael does not keep Shemitah, Kedushas Shemitah is Chal by itself. So the main, in that sense, Shemitah is like Shabbat. That's what Rashi means. Shabbos Hashem, it means like Shabbos Bereshis, just like Shabbos Bereshis, the Kedushas Chal automatically by itself, so also Shemitah. But Yovel is the Kedashta Meshnas Tachamishim, Bezdin has to be Mekadosh. And that's a very beautiful pshat in this Chazal. Now, in the Chukosai, you have, well, what I'm saying is that you all know this Chazal. By the way, before I go by there, you should know. What's the most famous Rashi in this week's Sefer?
Hevoa Melun Batara.
Correct. Okay, see, David knows. Rashi quotes in the beginning, Im Bechol Koisai Teleichu Min Shetiyu Amelun Batara. You should toil in learning. Which means the learning itself is not enough. You must actually toil in learning. You have to work hard in order to learn. That's the highest Madrega. So first of all, you should know, in case you don't know it, how many pshatim does Zohar HaChaim have on this topic? What? 42. The Zohar HaChaim has on this Chazal of Shetiyu, on this Rashi, he has 42 pshatim. In the Zohar HaChaim, some have a minute that they learned this Zohar HaChaim this week. So to go through 42 pshatim on one topic is a lot. You can see he has them numbered. Anyway, it's famous. So obviously this is not a Pashat the Chazal. So I just want to go over the Etzem Chazal. Rashi says, "In b'chukosay teleichu yochol ze kiyum hamitzvus." Does it go on kiyum hamitzvus? Keshu'oyma v'smitzvayis tishmaru. That it says later on in Pasuk, "V'smitzvayis tishmaru." Hari kiyum hamitzvus. Homani mikayim b'chukosay teleichu shetiyu ameilu matero. That you should toil and learn it. If you go by it on the Rashi's, the Rashi makes a cheshbon that there are seven averes a person can, one leads to the other one. And Rashi makes a cheshbon, I'm not going to go over the whole Rashi, you do it yourself, but at one point Rashi says, how does it work? Rashi says, let me find it, but Rashi spells it out. Just a minute, let me find the Rashi. Just a minute, where is this Rashi? The Rashi makes the seven, how one of them leads to the other one. Sure, I'll find it for you in a second. Okay, you'll have to take my word for it. It's Rashi makes the whole cheshbon. What is the cheshbon? The cheshbon, Rashi says it like this. One avera is like avera gereres avera. So Rashi says, the last avera is, you'll become a pekusim. You'll deny the existence of Hashem. And Rashi says, it all begins with loitiyu amelim atero. If you are not toiling and learning, so this will lead you to stop learning altogether eventually, and not only this, then you will hate Talmid HaChachamim until finally you'll be a Kofer HaKol. And so according to Rashi, the cycle begins with what Avera, not that you didn't learn, you learned, but you were not a normal Batera, you did not toil in learning. So I just want to explain to you this Indian of really, it's a very difficult Chazal. First of all, you have to understand, where do Chazal see in this pasuk of "Im bechukosay teleichu" that it implies amol b'tera? It just means talmud tera. What the Torah's Kiyanim asks the kasha, it couldn't mean shmiras hamitzvus, because shmiras hamitzvus are stated by "Im b'mitzvayis hatishmaru." So the main Rashi says bechukosay teleichu must be amel. Where does it say amel b'tera? Maybe it just means learning tera without amol b'tera. And this, the pshat is very poshut. The pshat is, see, it's an odd expression, im b'chukosay teleichu. So to go, if you'll go in my chukos. So some portion say it means, teleichu indicates where you are steiging away in learning. It's not stamazil, it says, it doesn't just when it says teilecho, it means you go up. And the way, if you want to steigen your learning, it's not possible to steigen learning unless you toil in learning. It's not enough that you open up a Mishnayis or a Gemara and you learn through quickly or without understanding what it says, or what it, or even if you know the same Teichwörter, you don't understand the meaning of it and so on, unless you have to toil in learning. Toil in learning means you have to sweat over it. If it's, whether it's hot or cold, you have to really work very hard in order to understand whether it's a Mishnah, Gemara, and so on. So the word Telechu is the mako that Telechu means like you steig away, you constantly go up and up in your madregas of Torah. That's only possible by toiling and learning. If you learn superficially, then you are not going to achieve that goal. But now what I want to explain though is, why is that toiling and learning? Why not? What's a gefährlich? It's just if you learn, you have a seder in learning, but you're not toiling in it. So after all, you are learning Torah. Well, why dafke amal about Torah? So what I want to explain to you is a very simple idea. And as I said before, from Rashi it comes out that the first aveira that causes the seven cycle of aveira, gereres aveira, is because you were not toiling in learning. Even though you learned, but you were not an amal about Torah, then you'll see, you'll stop learning until you become an apotheos. So there's a big gap between not toiling and learning and becoming an apotheos. I may not toil in learning, I learn a little bit, but I'm a kumayit, just because I do not toil in learning, therefore I may become an apotheos. The lechera, that's far-fetched. What I want to explain to you is this. The Indian of amal abotheos. You find that throughout the ages, all the big Gedolei Yisrael, they achieved whatever they achieved, not because they were born with great minds all the time. They were Gedolei Yisrael who were obviously had tremendous minds. They were endowed by the Ribbono Shel Olam with great minds. But there were many big Gedolei Olam who were not known for their great minds. But what they accomplished was, the amal abateira was immense. They taught the learning literally day and night. For instance, they say that Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan, who became the biggest poetic of his generation, from all over the world they sent him shailas. He was acknowledged as the biggest poetic. They say he didn't have any special his hasmada, he was the biggest masmid of that generation, and he constantly learned and he learned deep until finally the Ribbono Shel Olam gives you schar, even if you were not born with a great mind. But if you amal b'Torah, then the Ribbono, you get a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then you become as great as the biggest genius. For instance, the Chazon Ish. Now, the Chazon Ish God had a very great mind too. But the Chazon Ish, he in all his svarim he writes one thing: the Iker on learning is Amal Batera. Because I just want to explain to you this concept: why Amal Batera is so important. You see, when you learn, so the best picture I can give you is what I always give is this. Let's say today. We live in an affluent society. America, people are well off, and so let's say like this: you have sometimes you'll be home or wherever you are, or even let's say you go into to the lounge and you sit down in a big armchair, and you have in front of you some cookies and a cola or ice cream, whatever. And that's them. And you sit with one foot on the table, right? And you relax, and that's how you learn. So you understand it quite well yourself. When you learn like this, your basic interest is not the Gemara. Your basic interest is to enjoy yourself. You want to enjoy the snack, the ice cream or the cola or the cookie and so on. Agapuch, you also look in a seita. Toiling and learning means you forget the whole world and you just say to yourself, I have to go through this sugya very carefully. And you toil and toil until you fall asleep on top of the gemara. I mean, that's easy to do, right? Falling asleep. But it means when you fall asleep because you were toiling and learning, that's the best simon. Why? Because Torah, you see, unlike any other chokhmah, in any other chokhmah, if you have a good memory and you read the book and you memorize it, you'll get 100 on the test. Because all you need is the knowledge. By Torah, it's not just the knowledge. By Torah, it's the effort that you put in. Chazal say, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moinim Dapim El Shoyz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not count how many dapim did you learn, but how many hours did you put in learning. Because by Torah, you see, Torah has to become part of you. Like you say, it's a Torah Schaim. What does a Torah Schaim mean? A Torah Schaim means you live by what you learn. That becomes part of you. In order, otherwise, if you just learn and you do not toil learning, it's like you are studying stam chokhma be'alman, but Torah is not just knowledge. Torah has to be a teiras chaim. If you sweat over it, it becomes part of you. If it does not become part of you, that's a chisorin in the midst of Talmud Torah. So that's why Chazal emphasized by Torah you have to constantly grow. Otherwise you keep going down. That's the mail that goes like this. See, if someone, in order to be an Omel Batorah, you have to have a proper attitude towards learning. Your attitude must be what I just said. I want to learn and fully understand it to the best of my ability what I'm learning. What's the kashya, what's the teretz, whether it's a difficult Rambam, a different Gemara, a difficult Rashi or Tosafos, until you figure it out, until you're ready to do it, you don't have the proper attitude towards learning. If you don't have the proper attitude towards learning, it is possible that late, maybe now, not now, or even now, you lose your cheshek in learning. And then eventually you'll stop learning. Or one madrig in Rashi is that you begin to hate those that learn. And it all begins, why? Because when you learned, you did not learn with Amal Bater, you did not toil in learning. Why is that so? Because after a while, you see, you once learned, and then you gave it up, whatever the reason is. So you have a conscience, it begins to bother you. So the only way to rationalize for yourself is by you begin mocking the Torah, and then you begin mocking those that learn to. You say, oh, they're a bunch of batlonim, they don't know what the world is all about, and such talk. Until finally, Rashi says, you will even try to stop them from learning. Of the Sashi Madrega. So this, you see this very much in today's society. Let's say you have many Jewish agencies, many Jewish organizations that are basically led by totally secular Jews, many times totally assimilated Jews. Some of them even are intermarried, and they always speak in the name of Klal Yisrael. No one appointed them, but anyway, they are self-appointed. They just make statements. So you'll find they, Ayit, who went off the derech and became assimilated, is the worst one to have. For instance, let's say take the problem of the government. What is it called? Helping yeshivas or parochial schools.
Vouchers.
Not just vouchers. Stam aid to yeshivas. You'll find. You know who are the biggest people who fight against it? The Christians are very much for it. They want that because it's good for them too, and maybe it's good for us too. Very often, the American Jewish Committee, for instance, the American Jewish Committee is run by a totally secular leadership. They are fighting this in the name of separation of church and state. But you see, they cannot, they look upon a yeshiva like that's their soina, because they left it, and they cannot stand that there are still Tumah Yidin who still abide by all these old fashioned laws, what they call, so that's what happened. Someone, if they did not learn Torah and they were not amelim Torah, it's possible you become a moyes Torah and a moyes belom de Torah, like Rashi says, and this has been proven again and again. They are the biggest fighters against the, what is the if the government gives aid to yeshivas and the havdol to Christian schools. So the yeshivas would not have such a problem with money, but since they cannot stand this, so they fight the hardest in the name of separation of church and state. So anyway, the basic idea that I'm telling you is that the prerequisite for growing in learning is amala b'tayra. Without amala b'tayra, number one, you don't really understand Torah, and number two, like Rashi says, chas v'shalom, this could lead that eventually you will leave it completely, and not only this, you'll begin to hate it and hate those that learn it, and you become mamish, you could become a total apikoyos. Alright, enough with for, as I told you what to prepare for Monday. Alright, good.